One shot in the bit, one shot out. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's a very well-known comment by Rashi right at the beginning of the parsha. The parsha begins, Noach ish tzad, Elah told us Noach. These are the descendants, the children of Noach, and then the Torah goes off to not explain the children, descendants of Noach. And it says, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor osav. Noach was a tzadik and a tamim in his generations. And so the big question that everybody asks, the major question that everybody asks right at the beginning of the parasha is, it's a little bit strange that it starts off saying the generations of Noach and then it diverts, goes off on a side point to explain Noach ish tzadik tamim hayam b'dor osav. So the Rashi famously states that the Torah is trying to teach us Iker toldoseim shel tzadikim masim tovim, that the main creations, the main things that a tzadik leaves in this world and impacts in this world, the main things are his good deeds. So that's why it says, these are the generations of Noach, these are the children of Noach, what were the creations, the generations, what he created, so it's Noach ish tzadik. That's Rashi's take. So the Malbim has a very similar idea, but he elaborates on it with a much greater detail. And he begins by asking some questions which I'm sure many of us have not always asked. That's what I really try to find. Every year we see new questions that we haven't asked. Obvious questions that I sometimes ask myself, like, how could it be that we've all been reading Parshas Noach for many years. How could it be that we never saw this question? This first question, take a look. V'lama kafal dalad pa'amim shem Noach la mosar. Did you ever ask yourself this question? Maybe you did ask your question. Perhaps you're much more perspicacious than I. One of my favorite words, perspicacious. Anyway, Ela told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik. Why does it have to say the guy's name four times? Ela told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik. It should say, Ela told us Noach ish tzadik. What does that to keep repeating the name Noach four times? I don't remember anybody asking that question. And also, Lama Shilesh Be'inyan Hahashchasa Estivarov. And also, when he talked about how the world had become corrupt, when the Torah talks about the corruption of the world, there's also a three-time repetition. What does it say? Vatishaches Ha'aretz Lefnei Ha'elokim. Like you said it already. Okay. The world was corrupt. It was full of corruption. And Hashem saw that the world was corrupt. So what's all this repetition? So the horror, all of this is excessive. It's doubling over its repetition, umosar, and it's excessive. He says like this. Ela told us Noach, these are the generations of Noach, these are the creations of Noach, this is what came out of Noach. Ha'adam yolid gimel mine tolados. Says the Malbim, a person in this world has three types of toldos, three types of generations, three types of creations, things that come out of him in the world. He called Koach Hanimtza b'metzias b'hechriach molid upore. Every strength that exists in this world, every power, every potential power, creates. The Ha'adam Yisrael vol gimel mide kochos. He says, if you analyze a person, a human being has three types of kochos, three types of powers, three types of abilities. Hadavar Aleph, Hadavar Shebo Yistabe Ha'adam El Yeser Ba'alichayim Shu Gufo Abahami. Here he picks up on a thing that he had in Bereishis. The Toldos of him Banim Ubanus Lakiyim Amin. So the first basic level is generations, the way we tend to think of them. We're a human being, we're part of the human race, we are physically in this world, we exist, we have a body, and we can procreate, so we can create children, physical bodies that come out of us. That's one thing. Beis hadavar shebohu eloki, vehu nafsho haruchnis haelokis. Each of us has a spiritual soul. It's godly. It comes from very, very, very on high. As I think I've repeated in this shir many times, I used to always say that each of us has a piece of the Ribbono Shel inside us, because that's what it sounds like Chazal say. And Vayipach Ba'apov Nefesh, Vayipach Ba'apov Nefesh Chaim, that Nishmas Chaim, yeah, thank you, that Hashem breathed inside of us a soul. And Chazal have a statement about this, Man denafach mi delay nafach, that somehow when God breathed the soul, he breathed a piece of himself. But the Rav Meir Twersky, upon hearing me say this, said, you know, you shouldn't say that because people are going to think that God has a physical structure. So anyway, we have a soul inside us that's very, very, very holy. It comes from a very, very high place, very, very close. Perhaps it's not appropriate to say it's a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the Ribbono Shel Olam has no piece. Okay. But it's something very, very, very holy. So he says, Hadavar shebo hu ha'eloki, v'hu nafsho haruchnis ha'elokis. This is your holy soul. V'toldoseha, what are the creations of that soul? What are the generations of that soul? Eila toldos noach. V'toldoseha heim hamuskolos. Sheyaskil al yidei ha'seichel ha'iyuni, ladas es Hashem ulahakir ha'amitiyus. Your spiritual accomplishments in this world, your spiritual ideas, the ideas that a person thinks about in his mind, how he gets closer to Hashem and how he thinks about Hashem, his belief in Hashem, his trust in Hashem, the accomplishments that he makes in living his life with that relationship with Hashem. So that is the second creation that the person creates. And the third creation is where these two come together. Hadavar shebo yischabru shnei achalokim, hanefesh v'hagviya, gviya means the body, the things in which these two parts of man come together, his soul and his body, shemitzad zeh hu chai midaber, v'toldosav mitzad zeh yolid aydeh haseichel hama'asi. So there's a seichel about your beliefs and thoughts, and then there's a seichel that applies to your actions. La'asos tzedek bein adam l'chaveiro, to do justice between man and his friend, to help people out, to do ma'aseh chesed, v'linsor orchos mishpat v'tzedek v'yosher, v'zeu shekasav shenoach holy toldos b'shlosha chalakov. So he wants to say, Eila toldos noach, these are the three areas of creation of Noach. So Eila told us Noach, he wants to say, why does he say Noach four times? He says like this. The beginning statement of Eila told us Noach, that's the introduction. The following three areas are the areas that Noach created. And he's going to say, watch. So what are the three areas that Noach created in, that all of us should think about creating in as well? He says, "Vizeu shekosav shenoach holy toldos b'shlosha chalakov." Mitzad shuchai medaber shemitzad zehu medini. Medini means he's cosmopolitan. He's a man of the world. Shuhu medini b'teva hoya tzadik sheze kolel hanhaga hatova bein adam laadam. Noach ish tzadik tamim. The first Noach was his creations in the world, his righteousness, his acts of kindness, his acts of social justice, his act of trying to make the world a better place, to do good by people, meaning he's starting with the third one first. So he says, that's tzaddik tamim. Tzaddik means the actions. What's tamim? We've talked about this many times. V'gam haya ish tamim. Tzaddik means your actions. Tamim means the thoughts behind your actions, but it's all part of the first creation. V'gam haya ish tamim. Shekvar hisbar b'fit. And don't forget, the Malbim is very concerned about the very specific definitions of each word. What does the word tamim mean, the Malbim says? Where have we seen in the rest of Tanakh the usage of the word tamim? Right? So let's, what does he say? V'gam ish tamim. Shekvar hisbar b'peirushai b'peirush mishle. Uvechama makomos b'tanach. Shegeder hatmimus hu sheyase kol masav. What's tmimus? Tmimus means that Noach did all of his actions shelo l'shem piniyah chitzonit me'ahavat atzmo. He did not do any of his actions for any ulterior motive or for any personal self-gain or other agenda. L'mashal, for example, sheyaset tzedek ba'avur shemekaveh la'asig ha'idei zeh kavod or revach. Like some people do righteous acts because they want to get honored at dinners, because they want to get kavod or some benefit from it. So everybody should know that he's a baal chesed. Shezeh domeh kisocher she'oseh mischar la'arviyachlo. Don't get me wrong. We need people to be honored at dinners. I don't want people to think. Shazet. I'm going to get nervous. Jerry's getting upset over here already. Shazet Dome Tisocher. But the people who you need to be honored are B'davka the people who don't want to be honored. Okay. Shazet Dome Tisocher She'osa Mischa Larviachbo. This is comparable to a merchant. He's doing a business deal, so he should benefit. The Ish Kazeh. If he sees that there's not going to be no benefit for him out of it, he will crumble. He will, his chesed will, the people who just do it for the honor, when they see they're not going to get the honor, they're going to crumble. Aval hatamim, what does the word tmimus mean? Hu mi she'osa hatzedek shelo ba'avur pnia chitzonit rak me'avas hatzedek ba'atzmo l'shem Hashem bilvad. Someone who does acts of righteousness for no ulterior motive, for no side agenda, just from loving righteousness by itself, ulashem Hashem bilvad, and only for the sake of Hashem. Va'amru chazal, tamim b'drachav tzadik b'masav, u'drachav heim darche hanefesh, k'mosh kasavti b'perish hanach, b'chama makomos. So that's all number one. U'mitzad nishmaso haruchnis, holy toldos, Noach also created creations on the side of his soul, his beliefs, his thoughts, his ideas. V'inyanei ha'elokus b'sichlo ha'iyuni, his understanding and apprehension of his relationship with God, separate and apart from his actions of social justice in the world, his beliefs and thoughts and ideas. He says, that, and where is that? Where is that in the Pasuk? Es ha'elokim his halech Noach. That was Noach walking with God. Shehu Noach hasheni. That's the second Noach. Ha'eloki davek be'elokim lahaskil derachav, to understand God's ways. V'orchosav in his paths. V'en yoni ha'elokus b'sichlo ha'iyuni, to understand godliness in this world through his thought, through his analysis, through his thought process. V'zeushkas v'midush eilat told us nach adahu d'chsev pri tzadik eitz chayim ma'im pirusim shal tzadikim Torah umasim tovim. And the medrash on this pasuk eilat told us nach adahu d'chsev, there's a pasuk, I don't know where it is, I'm guessing Mishle, total guess. Pri tzadik eitz chayim, the fruit of the righteous man is an eitz chayim. Ma'im pirusim shal tzadikim, what are the creations of the righteous? What are the fruit of the righteous? Torah u'masim tovim. Torah are the thoughts, masim tovim, good deeds. And the third Noach, he says in the last three words, u'mitzad gufo bahami. So let's look in the Chumash, see how beautifully it plays out. Eila told us Noach, he asked, why is Noach repeated four times? So the first one's an introduction. These are the creations of Noach. Number one, Noach ish tzadik tamim. Actions of social justice. He fixed the world, made it a better place. His actions, that's Noach ish tzadik tamim. And tamim means that his actions were so perfected that he didn't do them for any ulterior motive. Number two, Esho Elokim is Halach Noach. He walked with God. Vos meintas, he walked with God. Understands the Mabim, he walked with God. It means he viewed that his creations in this world should be that he should achieve high levels of understanding of who Hashem is. That's through the study of Torah. We understand Hashem's ways. We try to get closer to Hashem. Study of Torah is not just about actions. It's about developing a relationship that has to do with a person's thoughts and ideas and the way he thinks about the world, the way he thinks about God, the way he thinks about life, the way he thinks about how he lives his life. That's two. And then, Vayolad Noach Shlosha Banim. That's the third creation. That's the creation of what's going on in this world. I'm always reminded when I read this Rashi, and certainly when the Malbim expands upon this Rashi in this way, right? There's some very, very famous people who created a lot of things, but they had no children. Right? The Lubavitcher Rebbe comes to mind. People say Nechama Leibowitz. Certain people who are great, great people who, you say, they had no children. They had no children, but they had many, many children. They had many creations. They influenced many people. They taught a lot of Torah. They had so much influence that their influence is felt way beyond what they, you know, just their creations. Ela Toldos, generations of creations, people who created people, who influenced people, who made the world a better place, who created institutions that help people. So many ways to create. So we don't always think about creations in the way of influencing people. But that's what the Malbim's coming here to say. Ela told us Noach didn't just have generations that came out of him. We don't just create in this world with our children. We create in this world by our influencing of people, our acts that we do to make people better people, our acts that we do to make the world a better place, the private acts of chesed that we don't do for any recognition, that we do just l'shem shamayim, just l'shem making the world a better place, l'shem being people who imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does chesed, not because he's getting anything back from it, but just because that's the thing to do. So these are certainly very, very important ideas that come out of the first pasuk. And let's take the idea one step further.
I just had a question I got, but on the social justice part, the biggest knock on Noah was that he did not make the people better. And
true.
The difference between him and, you know, with
true, it's interesting.
What for the people in Noah?
True, no question about it. Many take Noah to task. There is a message like that. I will tell you that I spent about 3.5-4 hours last night reading the entire Malbim's commentary on Bereishis. Now, I'll tell you, the Malbim does not follow, generally speaking, that tack. Again, I would submit the I'm not taking one iota away from that approach in Chazal. We've spoken about that in past years many times. All I'll say is that if you read the simple reading of the Psukim, you get no such impression of that. In defense of the Malbim and others who don't take that approach, there is a strong opinion in Midrashim like that.
Yeah, but again,
so Rashi has two pshatim, right? Yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai. Rashi says, even in his corrupt generation, one pshat is, even with all the mushchasim that he had around him, he was still a tzaddik. Can you imagine if he lived in a generation of Avram, he would have been 20 times even, but he would have been the head of the class. So even in there, Barry, I'm saying, even in there, Rashi says, yesh darshan l'shvach, yesh darshan l'gnai. Some people say Ladoro Sav, he was only good compared to the Oisvarvs of his generation. But if he would have been with the tzaddik, it would have been nothing. That's one pshat. Rashi the Rashi is another pshat. So even there, you know, I'm happy that we consider that as if it's, you know, we're so holding in that drash of Chazal. But even that's not written explicitly. If you read the simple pshat of the Psukim, Noach ish tzaddik tamim vayob Ladoro Sav, the Torah never. The Torah never takes away from that. The psukim, Ladoro Sav, you're right, it's the closest we get to something explicit in the pasuk. But even that's not it. He was the man of his generation. Even that is not explicit, but I appreciate. Yeah. Okay. That's true. Okay. But that's not the point that he was talking about. Even there, but it's interesting. You have to see the Malbim. Yeah. That's a good question. No, I didn't notice that. That's a great point. It's a great point. The first thing the Torah discusses are his actions. The first thing. His kids are the last thing it discusses. Interesting. Very interesting.
It says the word ish. That first you got to be a person. First you got to be a human being, a good person, and then after that is everything.
Very nice.
Why
very nice.
Bring them down then in the reverse order, because when he tells you there's three things, he starts with the bottom. When he starts, when he says there's three
different order than the Chumash.
He goes in different order than the Chumash. He brings it in one order. He starts with the bottom.
No. Again, no. He means like this. Ailin, no. I don't think. No, I think. Oh, when he listened. Correct. I got it. Correct. Good. Interesting question. What I would say is what he probably means. What he probably means like this. He was listing it in the order of the way we think about it. We think that when we think about your children, your creations, the first thing we think about is the physical children. But the Torah, beautiful. So that's what he's saying. I like that idea very much. That the Torah considers the more important and fundamental creations that a person makes is your children. One of the boys in yeshiva, 10th grade boy, last night came over to me. His Rebbe told him he has to give over something in shir today. So he said, Rebbe, I remember last year, he was in my shir last year, 9th grade. So he said, last year on Parshas Noach, you said the following idea. I didn't remember saying it last year, but it's very related to what Gary just said, that Ela told us, Noach, you want to know how the children of Noach were, Noach ish tzaddik. If you want to know how his kids were, you know, you look at the parents, that the opposite, that the parents have a tremendous impact on the children. We know that parents have a tremendous impact. So if you want to know who the kids are, you look at the father, Noach ish tzaddik. So it's we certainly have a very big impact. We're not the sole impact. Kids have a lot of other impact. Yeshiva has an impact. The world has an impact. But certainly, we know that our kids watch our every move. And that's another, he reminded me of that idea. Again, I don't remember saying it. It is something that I would say, but I don't remember saying it.
It's not the first time his kids brought up. Right into the parasha of Parshas Bereishis, brings up the kids.
Yeah, correct. That's true. Everybody has that kasha also. True. It's also a double. Good. Okay. Now, what about the three Vatishacheses? What about the three Hashchasas? So the Malbim beautifully continues the very, very same idea he's talking about. In these three areas of creation, that's exactly where the world messed up, in those three places, and that's exactly why the world had to be destroyed. If any of the three creations would have had any merit to them, so he says, maybe there would have been a svara to keep the world going. But that's what he says, Vatishaches. Lu'umazze Omar. Shebnei Doro Nishchasu B'Shlosha Chalakim Eile Neged HaChelek HaRuchni HaEloki Shenoach Hishalech Es HaElokim Nishchas HaHaretz Lefnei HaElokim. You see the beautiful parallelism, he says? Look at it, right? Es HaElokim Hishalech Noach. That was the spiritual benefit. And he says, V'atishaches HaAretz Lefnei HaElokim. So in this area of relationship with God, of the spiritual thought idea area, the world was V'atishaches. It was Mushchas. It was destroyed. That's number one. Bashchasas hadeos v'hayamunos. They had corrupt ideologies and corrupt beliefs. V'neged hachelek shenikra chai medaber she'omar al noach tzadik tamim hayo she'osa mishpat v'tzedek. He did righteousness in this world. V'atimalei ha'aretz chamas. So the world was filled with corruption. Shehu asos avel neged chaveru v'gezel mishpat v'tzedek, stealing of justice b'mashen ogeh ben adam l'chaveru. And the third one is vayar v'neged achelak habahami shebezal kol panim tzarech sheyishmeru Hadas hativi u'mitzvot sha'teva mechayvasan k'mo haritzicha u'lekichas nesheicha v'rehem b'chaska, stealing each other's wives. V'chadomer omar she'roi lukimus ha'aretz v'inei nishchasa ki hishlis kol basar afiz darko hativi u'kvar omar alzeh ki avru toros shehi ha'toro ha'elokis cholfu chok hu hadas ha'nemusi heferu bris olam hu hadas ha'tivi shei efshar sheyiskaimu b'ladav alzeh omar shehishlis kol basar ez darko shebazeh yiskaim al ha'aretz lefi ha'teva. So, so he says that in these three areas, in the areas of thought, in the area of social justice, of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and in the area of even their own physical bodies with Taiva, that's, I think that's the way he's describing number three, in the corruption. Again, Vatishaches Ha'aretz Lefnei Ha'elokim, that's the thoughts, because Lefnei Ha'elokim. Vatimalei Ha'aretz Chamas, there he wants to say that's the social justice. Vayar Elokim Es Ha'aretz V'hine Nishchasa Ki Hishchis Kol Basar Es Darko Al Ha'aretz. So I think he's saying there, that's the physical taivas, even their bodies, even the physical things that they were creating with their bodies, there were wife stealing and ritzicha.
Wasn't it also cross-breeding?
Yes, right? So exactly.
That's really,
beautiful. So that's, in other words, that's a corruption within the actual children, cross-breeding, taking other people's wives. Perhaps that's what he's referring to. Even the natural order of creation, the physical natural creation, beautiful. Was corrupt. Well, not so beautiful, but it was beautiful. That's corrupt. And now what's the next pasuk? Then he goes on, takes this idea one step further. Vayomer lekim lenoach yisaper ki kasher gila Hashem lenoach shiritzono la'abed es hakerem shenishchas kedei lahatzil as eshkol ha'echad shenimtze bo tirosh shenoach ubeiso ki ra she'i'efsher od letaknim ulachzirim lemutov achar shenishchesu b'shlosha chelkeim. So after Hashem tells him that the three areas of creation of the world, the three areas of things that go forward from us, that come out from us, after he tells Noach that in these three areas, the world is so corrupt that he's going to have to destroy it, he says, Omer, ki ikar ma sheba lefanai keitz kol basa v'kilyon haklali. Hashem says to Noach, even though the world has completely destroyed and corrupted all three of their creations, all three of what's going to come out of them for all future life, all three of them can be corrupt. Even though all three of them are corrupt, however, he says, the main one that's causing me to destroy the world, which of the three is the main one that's causing me to destroy the world? Social justice. Listen to what he says. Hu ayidei shemala ha'aretz chamas. Ki, b'meshe nishchasu mitzad hadas hativi. The physical nature, o mitzad hadas ha eloki ha hashchasa, nogas el kol ish bifnei atzmo lo el haklal. He says that the physical taivas that were messed up, or the spiritual thoughts, that's only a person for himself. That's not nogea the community. Avol mashe mala haaretz chamas, but this that. There was shehu bitul hadas hanimusi. That simple interpersonal actions, nimus means manners. The simple das hanimusi, the religion of the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of how people treat each other, about worrying about community, about worrying about people, about achdus, about unity, things like that. Stealing and interpersonal stuff. She'al yodo yiskasher hakibutz hamedini. Sheyiye klal hakibutz kiguf echad. That humankind, mankind, don't forget, we're not here talking about the Jewish people. We're talking about humankind and mankind. Shehu kikib hakibutz kiguf echad, ozrim zel azeh, vishomrim hachukim hamukrachim, sheyiskayem klalusam, zeh hashchasas haklal. That's not just an individual corrupting himself. having people who are corrupt in terms of their own progenitors and their own thoughts, okay, that's a halbitzara. But people who are not concerned about worrying about the world's existence, about other people's existence, about social justice, about people getting along, about bein adam l'chaveiro, that side of things, and this is very, of course, in line with Chazal. What did Chazal say? Lo nechtam gzardinam ela al ha-gezel. Chazal say, the makam patish, the straw that broke the camel's back in the flood was gezel. That was the thing that was worse. We have sources in Chazal, the Chazal say that, you know, I was thinking about Godal hachnasas orchim yosem me'akpalas p'nei ha-shchina, Chazal say, unbelievably. Right? Avram was talking to God, and he had to go run away to go. He said, God, hold on for a second. I'll be back with you in a minute. I got three guests coming. I got to go deal with my three guests. A pelet de gazach, a person's in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and he's in the middle of talking to Hashem. He's standing with God. Chazal said about this, Godal hachnasas orchim yosem me'akpalas p'nei shchina. That standing in devotion to God, hachnasas orchim is greater than that. That Avram had to say, Hashem, hold on a second. I got to go deal with you. If you'll excuse me for a moment, I have to go deal with my three guests.
Not a choice any of us can really make.
Agreed. I wasn't talking about the lemaisa of it. I was talking about the theory of it. Good point, Barry.
Matter of fact, that's not true. In that sure sense, I heard Barry Farn actually said he was talking about it when I showed him Kipper. He said, if your children are causing problems in the middle of Shemon Esrei, stop. Pick up your kid and
walk. Very good, very good, very good. Good, right. That's a chisar in everybody's Shemon Esrei. Yeah, I hear that. 100%. Agreed, 100%. You're supposed to stop, even though you're allowed to go, because it's being mafsik, the whole tzibur Shemon Esrei. Yes, so you're allowed to take it out. Good, so that's an element of it also, no question. Good. So, here we go. So he says, Zeh ashchas is a klal. Umitzad zeh. He's going to explain later on, but we're not going to talk about that. The Malbim spends a lot of time talking about this. I didn't see the big Musar lesson in it, so I didn't spend so much time on it. But he does speak very, very strongly about how the entire nature of the world was changed to the Malbim. The Malbim goes up, he talks all about dinosaurs and fossils and how that relates to the Malbim and how come they did discoveries and they found animals, deep dug skeletons of animals that only existed in warm climates, but they discussed it in freezing cold climates. So how could it be? It has a whole scientific analysis of what the Malbim, the change in nature that happened in the world via the Malbim, and that the whole physical... Part of it, well, it's already late, but part of it we will discuss. But he says, "Idea mabul nishdana teva haaretz v'chol yisod haseir ad shemeoz nechlash koach haguf v'achomer v'lachin niskatzu rashanim." That's why people stopped living 900, 800 years. They went to living 100, 120 years. V'la'am du od anakim u'refayim. There were no more giants who had physical strength, you know, crazy physical strength, because the whole physical nature of the world was like shot down. After the Mabul, Asher Yitnu, I think that should say, Achit Hasam, the Yud should be before the Tav. Asher Yitnu Achit Hasam Ba'aretz Achayim, that everyone was scared of them. Asher Gam Ba'aretz Nishchasa Yimayim V'Nishtana HaTiva V'Teva Ha'Avir Ha'Mizoynes Mechozek L'Cholsha V'Ratzalomar Hinni Mashchisa Mashchis Es Ha'aretz. When he says Hinni Mashchis Ha'aretz, he means that physical part of the world was too strong, it was too tough, it was too vociferous. So God had to calm everything down. The Rebbeinu Shlomo had to like take the world physically down a bunch of notches. That we will speak about a little bit. So let me go on here. There's so much to say here. Again, I don't have the time to say it. We'll just try to give you a brief overview in the last 5 minutes. He has such a beautiful pshat. You have to do most of this for homework. Vayarach Hashem Yisraeach HaNichoach. Everybody talks. When Noach got out of the teva, he offered a carbon. And somehow God sniffs this carbon and says, I'm never going to destroy the world anymore. Very, very strange. Like, he brought a carbon, shkayach, he shechted the carbon, very nice that he did that. It's beautiful, but Noach brings a carbon and he burns it on the Mizbeach, and Hashem says, oh, you brought a carbon, you know what, I'm not going to destroy the world anymore. So the Malbim has a lengthy, involved explanation of this, but so beautiful. I'll just give you the very short version. Ayarach Hashem Esreach Anichach Inyan HaKorbanu Shesoref Es Guf HaBal Chai LaOfar V'Hachalokim HaRuchniyim Olam Lomala Ayidei HaEish HaMafid Bein Advekim. He says somehow the symbolism of a carbon is that you burn the body of the animal, but the life of the animal, the living, breathing life of the animal, soars heavenward in the fire. So it's sort of like the human being is sanctifying the spiritual part of himself and negating the physical part of himself. Symbolically, he's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that within me, I'm going to have my soul control my body. That's what he says. So he says, "Umizeh yilmad lahachnia kochos chamro." And this is, of course, the goal in life, and we speak about this probably every week. But the goal in life is to have man's spirit subjugate his physical impulses, his physical taivas. Kochos chamro ulevatam, it's a lifelong job, it's a lifelong task, it's a lifelong work. Ulesarfa ma'idei rishpe eis shal heves avas Hashem. That's the key. The fire of love of Hashem is that's supposed to quell a person's lusts and desires and physical taivas. Shemale ruchnius nafshai de machshavto v'kavanoso atovo l'Hashem v'Hashem mitzaref machshavto atovo l'maiseh v'ze reach ha-korban ratolomar ruchnius shebo upirish v'yorach Hashem shehashem mekabel ho-ruchnius ha-olam ha-korban. What does it mean v'yorach Hashem esreach ha-nichoach? God smelled the ruchnius, he smelled the spirit of Noach coming up from this korban, that Noach was with him and was committed to this ideal of having his spirit conquer his physical. As if he had sacrificed his own physical body. Medrash says, what did he smell? He smelled the smell of Avram Avinu coming out of the burning furnace. Hareach reach shel Chananya Mishael va'Azaria ratzalomar ki roshem shel ashorish nishabanofim. Here he talks again about the fact that Noach's righteousness was felt in his children, in Avram's sacrifice, in Chananya Mishael va'Azaria's sacrifice. Noach's sacrifice, subjugating his physical body, is what led to somebody like Avram Avinu being able to jump into a burning furnace to sacrifice his body for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chananya Mishael va'Azaria also to be in a burning furnace. And he continues and says, go to the bottom, va'ayidei kach va'yomar Hashem alibo lo osif l'kal odas ha'adam avor adam sheish hevdo ben ba'avur ben beglal. Here again, beglal is the siba kodemus u'ba'avur mitzayin ha'sibu mecheres ha'salomar shema shekilas ha'adam. You have to read all this for homework, it's such fantastic stuff. Shema shekilas ha'adam alo ha'y beglal ha'adam. He says over here, this is a little bit of a comfort for everybody here. You know, when God cursed the land after the sin of Gan Eden, Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was going to be very, very difficult. His taivas were going to be so strong. So what did God give you? That you have to work for a living. He says, working for a living wasn't a curse. Wasn't a curse. He says, working for a living is a good thing. It's a good thing to work for a living. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to work. Because can you imagine? Can you imagine if you'd be left at home all day long sitting? What would we do after you ate from the Eitz Hadas? If we had nothing to do all day long after we ate from the Eitz Hadas, we would just, you know, let our taivas run wild and we would be corrupt. What?
Learn Torah.
Well, we learn Torah. He says, no, we wouldn't. After we ate from the Eitz Hadas, our taivas would be so strong. So he created work that we have to work for a living, that we don't have the time to sin, that we're preoccupied. You got to read it inside. I didn't make it up. And he says, not only that, and the second time he cursed the world when he created the flood, that also it was a slowing down of the taivas. It was also a good thing. So you have to do that for homework. And then finally, the very last thing he talks about, Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav. So he also talks about this. So just the last 2 points, just mamish in 10 seconds. Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav, he talks about how when we're born, the Yetzer Hara has like a home team advantage, home field advantage. The Yetzer Hara is in us before the Yetzer Tov, and that causes that great struggle that we have to overcome. You have to read it. The last thing he talks about, the symbolism of the rainbow, He says, and you have to read this for homework, really unbelievable what he talks about, how the rainbow is a reflection, again, a reflection of a reflection of a reflection of a reflection of Hashem's light in this world, of Hashem's grandeur in this world. And just like when you take light and you refract it in seven ways, seven colors, that when you take plain white light and you put it through a prism, he quotes a prism, a prism, when you reflect it so the colors of the rainbow come, so to Hashem, the way he interacts with this world is through Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, the Sheva Sviros, the seven Sviros. A rainbow is a reflection of Hashem's seven ways that he interacts with the world. And this was the after the flood, Hashem was saying, I'm now going to interact with the world through Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, to sort of protect the world and make sure that my light is always going to be shining on this earth. It's so that's why you're not supposed to look at a rainbow, because a rainbow is mamish like a reflection of Hashem's presence itself. So you have to do it for homework. Anyway, the main idea here is that, interestingly, as Uri points out, the Malbim does not have a negative perception of Noach. It has a very positive perception, and Hashem viewed Noach as the reason for, he allowed him to recreate the world in a very different way. But the main thing is that we have to be very cognizant of the creations that we're creating every day. Every word that we speak is a creation that wasn't here before. Every word that we speak is a creation that was not in the world before. Every act that we do, every person that we help, was an act that happened that wasn't in the world before. It's a creation. It's a creation. We have to think of these things in terms of creations, that we leave our mark on the world, right? What are they going to write on our tombstones? I often think about it. What are they going to write? What did we just live through the world and we ate a lot of steak and then we died? What was it? What are they going to write? So we should think about that. What they're going to write on our tombstones, that's what we create in this world. That's what we do. So hopefully Hashem should give us the ability to have many, many, many great creations. Not only that our children should be physical creations that should follow us, but also our spiritual creations. And I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Someone want to say Kaddish? Rabbi Hanani, Akashim, Etzurah, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Zachos, Yisrael, Lefikach, Hirbo, Lem, Torah, Mitzvah, Shnei, Amar, Adonai, Chavetz, Naman, Tzidikoy, Yagdil, Torah, Yadir.